Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lamar Jackson taking the NFL by storm, right? Wins again yesterday, just in a blowout over the Texans. Now listen to this. He's thrown for 22-5-8, 2,258 yards, 19 TDs to 5 interceptions. And the guy runs the football as well. He's able to rush the football. I think I saw some stat where he became the – let me figure this out. I got to look this up. So he became – where is it? I guess it was the first quarterback in history. Was it 6 games in a row to run for 65 yards or more? I believe I saw something like that yesterday, which was unbelievable. And it was like in history. Right? In history.
Yeah, I'm thinking back. You have to go like way back in the day where guys that didn't throw the ball or couldn't throw the ball, like Bobby Douglas, if you're an old-timer, that comes to mind.
Right.
But even Cam Newton, when he first came on the scene, he would run quite a bit. But when you think about it, for a quarterback to run for what? See, what do you say, 65, 60,
yeah.
65 yards? That is a lot.
It's incredible.
Plus you add it to the – and it becomes a total offense kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And that's what – it's almost like with a running back, we talk about touches as opposed to carries. And with a quarterback, his total yardage and just the threat that he poses, that's why they're – right now they're playing better than any team in the league.
People keep talking about right now. And I guess this is my entire point right here, and I'm glad you said that. People say right now they're playing like the best team in the league. Right now is Lamar Jackson the MVP of the league? Those are the hot questions you'll see, and you'll see them again today on all those rundown shows, right? You put on any national show today,
yes,
and you'll see them, and they'll have two people debating, is he the MVP? You know what I think about when I see Lamar Jackson? How are the Steelers going to deal with him for a decade? How are the Steelers going to get back on top of the AFC North if that man stays healthy? How are they going to do it? I know that they've done just about as good a job as any defense on him this year.
Yeah.
But how are they – is he the guy that's on the mountaintop now, not just through, you know, 10 weeks in the NFL season? This is a young guy. Ben Roethlisberger is on his way out the door. The Steelers have big quarterbacks problem. This is a quarterback-driven league. I don't need to tell you that. You already know that. Everybody knows that who watches the NFL. They look to – have the best quarterback in the AFC North, and he ain't going away anytime soon. They just did something they never, ever, ever do. Two things they never do. They traded up in the draft to take a linebacker who is super good. They made a trade to trade a number one pick to get a back end, to get back end help that they think can really, really help them, and Minkah Fitzpatrick has.
Yeah.
And they still don't know if they can beat Lamar Jackson, right? He's just that good.
Well, they played
how are
well
they going to do it?
If they hadn't put the football on the ground.
And are they going to be able to do it over the course of the next 7-8 years? You know, they've mounted up everything that they have to try to do something akin to beating Lamar Jackson.
I think what it comes back to is the topic that we had talked about for the first month of the season. When is he going to get hurt? And teams may not – the only way to stop him may be for him to suffer an injury where you don't have to deal with him because he's unable to play. And you know, Patrick Mahomes,
mm-hmm,
it's not quite a flavor of the month, but a flavor of the year. I mean, think back, Carson Wentz, okay, well, what happened to him? He got hurt. Patrick Mahomes this year has been hobbled by injury, and so that's taken away from his game. And Lamar Jackson, he's out there. I mean, their offense and the way he plays puts himself at risk.
I still thought by this point someone would get a direct hit on him. I thought he'd be hurt by this point.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen him get one of those hits where you say, I wonder if he's okay, and he pops up. Nobody gets a direct hit on this guy, Jim.
Well, if you get a couple of those Cleveland defensive backs that start going in and looking for helmet shots, and I don't think anybody would do that. And I would hope that nobody would do something like that intentionally. But even with quarterbacks, I mean, the knee is out there, and he's difficult to hit, but all it takes is one. All it takes is one, and it could happen next week. It may not happen until next year, but look at RG3, right? He was all the rage for a while, and he was out there putting himself at risk, and finally he was injured, and that was pretty much the end of him. Even though he's still – actually, he's Lamar Jackson's backup, isn't he, right now?
Right, and you make a good point. A guy like RG3, a guy such as that – even Cam Newton to some degree, teams eventually in the league eventually figures out a way to stop those guys. But I'm just – I don't know with Lamar Jackson. I just don't know.
I think his reign might be short.
Okay.
Because of the injury factor. And Kyler Murray is doing some pretty good things, and that's going to be –
Not like this, though.
No. Oh, God, no. But I'm just saying that – but he's – think about how much younger he is. He's a year behind or 2 years behind. So it's something that, he could be the guy coming up next season.
I just think it's fair for a Steeler fan to worry about the next 7 years. I think it's absolutely fair right now because they've mounted up a defense that is full of world beaters, and you just wonder if they can stop the guy in the division who might be able to single-handedly beat them.
And they're still all, I'm trying to think, who's the Joe Hayden,
well,
Cam Hayward, the oldest?
Yeah. Intuit.
Intuit's speaking of guys who get hurt all the time. But a guy like Cam Hayward can exist at his position longer than a guy like Joe Hayden can exist at his. But otherwise, they've got they've got 2 second-year safeties. Steven Nelson's not that old. I mean, he's a veteran. They could use a young corner. They can always use a young corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.